Hello and welcome to Pharmalex Talks podcast. Today I'm speaking with Frédéric Payou about the key steps to commercialization readiness in Europe. This is a really hot topic and many companies encounter when seeking to enter the EU market due to the diversity of national legislations, which can make supply chain logistics really challenging. Fred is a service line lead for commercialization readiness, QMC, at Pharmalex in our Swiss office. And in his role, he really defines and implements strategies for efficient commercialization readiness of medicines in the EU and Switzerland. As QA and GDP specialist, he also supports companies by helping them build their quality management system to support commercialization and acts really as a local contract QA or responsible person for Switzerland. Fred, delighted to have you with us today. And perhaps we can start by looking at the issues that companies may face, particularly non-EU companies, with some of their strategies when it comes to their EU launch.
Thank you for the introduction and question, Elizabeth. Actually, we know from experience that a challenge many non-European companies face is really defining the European supply chain, identifying stakeholders, and ensuring that all these individuals are ready to assume their roles once the product's marketing authorization has been approved. And for example, depending on the complexity of the manufacturing and supply chain organization, including the importation, the retesting, and local EU regulatory requirements, preparing for all these activities can take as long as 2 years, meaning it's a really time-intensive effort on quality assurance, commercial, and supply chain departments. Further complicating this, is that despite harmonized distribution regulations in the EU and the introduction of good manufacturing and good distribution practices in pharmaceutical legislation, there are still different post-approval requirements in each member state and also in the UK and Switzerland. In particular, this includes the need for national authorizations for the importation, distribution, also known as wholesale, in all the batch release of medicines in these territories.
Thank you, Fred. Given these complexities, it seems companies need to invest time in preparing their supply chain strategy. Perhaps you can offer some thoughts on how to prepare for the commercialization journey.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth, the very first step is really to map out a strategy for the short, the medium, and also the long term, taking into consideration where to establish the European Marketing Authorization Holder, which is a prerequisite, and your main hub for commercial activities, as well as your site of importation and your planned supply route to the market. It's also important to say to companies that don't leave your preparation too late in the development process and start considering your commercialization activities as soon as you have sufficient data to give you confidence of success with marketing authorization approval.
Aside from the regulatory requirements, Fred, are there other strategic considerations for commercialization readiness?
I think there needs to be a balanced approach that weighs local regulations together with the company's objectives. With this in mind, companies need to ask themselves which countries they are targeting for commercialization, where the product is most likely to be manufactured, and how that will impact the supply chain and import licenses. And depending on target territories, they need to respond to the following key question. Have you identified a European or a regional and local partners for the importation, distribution, and commercialization of the product? And we do find that companies new to the European market struggle with deciding where to set up their EU headquarters and locate their marketing authorization holder. Here, it's maybe important to have the right stakeholders and partners in place to support the marketed product. And quality management and compliance experts can really help you identify compliant supply chains and risk assess supply chain challenges.
Obviously, companies do first require marketing authorizations. Are there other key steps that the MAH must prepare for before commercialization can actually take place?
Indeed, Elizabeth, on top of marketing authorization holders' obvious duties to obtain an authorization to and keep their product's registration file up to date, it is also the responsibility of the MAH to ensure that importation in the European Union, the batch retesting, where relevant, and the QP certification of the product is managed appropriately by authorized sites. This can be complex depending on where the bulk or the finished product has been partially or fully manufactured, whether in the Europe or European Economic Area market or in a third country. The MEH will need to make sure that the European site of importation and batch release site hold a manufacturing and importation authorization, also known as MIA, which is issued by national competent authorities. And in addition, the MEH will need to determine the supply route to market and the wholesaling distribution entities involved. Distributors must also hold a wholesale distribution authorization, known as WDA. And there may be on the top country-specific requirements. For example, France also requires a national WDA in addition to the WDA granted to European distributors for the commercialization of medicinal products on its territory. Like MIA, WDAs are also delivered by national competent authorities.
Thank you, Fred. You actually identify France as one of the countries with specific requirements. Can you perhaps share some of the details for the French market?
Yeah, certainly. And you're right, France is indeed one of the most complex countries in Europe and definitely exercise rigorous control of product distribution and lifecycle management within its territory. And in particular, France requires all local companies to have an exploitant authorization, and this is a specific type of WDA, which is defined under the French Public Health Code as the organization responsible for drugs exploitation, in other words, commercialization, under a responsible person known as pharmacien responsable. It's important to understand that the exploitant must be based in France and can be a separate entity from the MAH. The latter can be based anywhere in the European Union.
What about European countries that are not part of the EU? For example, the UK and Switzerland.
Actually, both of these markets require a national marketing authorization for each product and a local WDA. In the UK, companies that sell or supply human medicines to anyone other than the patient must have a wholesale distribution license. And you must also hold this license if you sell medicines that you have imported from the European Economic Area. And this WDL allows you to sell and supply pharmacy prescription only, traditional herbal, and GSL medicines, and also to import unlicensed medicinal products from countries inside the EEA and export medicinal products to countries of the EEA. So WDLs are issued by the MHRA, the National Competent Authority. And a very of important note, a role of responsible person import, also named RPI, has been introduced and is unique to the UK. Actually, the RPI is responsible for confirming QP certification and responsible for the oversight of products imported into Great Britain from countries on the so-called list approved country for import, which initially refers to countries in the European Economic Area. In Switzerland, companies looking to commercialize their products there must have a local entity, either an affiliate or a local third party, to even apply for marketing authorization, since the National Competent Authority, Swissmedic, does not recognize EU approvals. And it's also a requirement to have a local WDA supervised by a responsible person based in Switzerland who can quickly access the site in case there are any issues with a product that needs to be resolved diligently. And to obtain this WDA from Swissmedic, the request must be carried out by a company legally established in Switzerland and for which a responsible person, also based in the country, has been nominated to supervise all the QA activities and maintain the quality management system. The RP is also in charge of releasing the batches for the Swiss market and is the QA voice in contact with Swissmedic and the concerned cantonal inspectorate. Because, over the top, there are also some local considerations, since Switzerland is a federation of states known as canton. Some regulations are federal and some others are cantonal. It can add to complexity for companies seeking to set up a local presence there and commercialize the pharmaceutical products on the Swiss territory.
Clearly, there's such a lot of preparation needed to ensure an efficient supply chain in all targeted territories. Do you have any final advice for companies entering the complex European marketplace, Fred?
There are certainly complexities to overcome in understanding the different requirements to supply medicines within European markets and establishing the local entities and the licenses needed. These does create commercialization challenges for non-European companies, but these territories are very important and valuable markets. And as our experience shows, early planning and a good strategy will definitively help you to better navigate these markets and expand the reach of your products.
Fred, thank you so much for some really great, valuable advice and insights and for sharing them with companies seeking to commercialize their products in Europe. Thank you also to our listeners. I hope you take some valuable information from this episode and apply it in one way or another to your business.